So the question was basically about what are we going to do about overpopulation in our prison system, which is causing an incredible burden on our state budget in a state that is frankly on the verge of bankruptcy. In fact, the governor-elect is very clear about the fact that he's going into office and he's going to have to deal with a $25 billion deficit. So as you may know, I wrote a book a couple years ago and talking about this issue, and in particular addressing it from the perspective of the issue of recidivism. So, you know, for many, many months, we were reading on the front page about the crisis that we're facing as a state in terms of prison overcrowding. And we were reading about the associated crisis of early release of prisoners, the dreaded early release of prisoners. But I would suggest to you that these two are not the problem. They are a symptom of the problem. The problem is in California, we have a revolving door of crime, and it has to be shut. In California, on an annual basis, we release 120,000 prisoners because they have served their time. Within 3 years of their release, 70% reoffend. It is the highest recidivism rate in the country. And what we know is on the face of the numbers alone, it is a system that is failing us and therefore crying out for reform. We also know that it is an extreme burden to us in terms of the cost to our public safety and the state budget. It is estimated that it costs us on an annual basis anywhere from $10 to $25 billion a year. This revolving door has to be shut, and I do believe that the next Attorney General of California can provide some real leadership around what have been proven solutions to this issue. And that relates in particular to reentry initiatives that we have created in San Francisco and have been created in places like San Diego and other places around the country. There has to be a political will to actually do that work on a broader basis. And there has to be some leadership around that, and I intend to be that kind of leader. Because it would be foolish of us, and I think the point that is being argued before the court illustrates it very well. It is foolish of us to think that we can continue doing business as we have been doing. It is not working for us. It is not working for our public safety, and it is not working in terms of these systems that are facing bankruptcy because of limited resources in government.
So, sounds like you're siding with a three-judge panel. Would you have appealed this decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, and would you have argued for the state of California not for the early release of 40,000 inmates?
I was opposed to early release of inmates, so I can tell you the position I've already taken. I have not read the briefs to know what exactly I would do in terms of appealing or not as it goes before the Supreme Court. I would need to read those briefs to make that decision. But I will tell you that I absolutely believe that we have to fix the system, and it cannot just be by reacting. That's part of the issue that we're being presented with now, which is what to do to react to a crisis instead of looking in the long term, not so long term, in terms of how can we fix a broken system so we don't face that crisis again and again.